interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Visitor's Day at the prison. And if you're one of the guards, you really got to be on the lookout for some of these family members who come in. Make sure that they're not bringing in stuff they're not supposed to. So you're eyeing everybody up, maybe doing the pat down, whatever it is that they do. Everybody gets the third degree. But not grandma when she comes in with the grandbaby, right? Grandma and the grandbaby, that's got to be good. We take you to the DeSoto Correctional Institution in Arcadia, Florida, where grandma came in with the grandbaby and some cocaine and heroin, too. Yeah, and she had more in the car.
Secret remedy.
And she had another stash going inside the car as well. Detectives say that grandma was carrying 100 grams of cocaine and heroin during
grandma
the visit.
Grams. Those are grandma grams.
And she had,
and those are bigger than normal.
She had an additional 687 grams of heroin and cocaine inside the vehicle. That was just grandma. I don't know what the grandbaby was carrying. The grandbaby had his own stash of stuff.
Can I come by and get some grandma grams today? How about Seattle? Monday morning, a man walks into a Safeway supermarket Monday morning pushing his own cart. Guy went to the back, loaded up 11 cases of beer into the cart, and then pushed it directly to the exit. I guess the security guard saw all this going on. And he tried to stop him, but the guy with his own cart and the 11 cases of beer threatened to pepper spray the guard, so he backs off. I'm not dealing with that. Don't make enough for all that. I'll just call police. Well, when the police showed up, they found the guy. He was across the street attempting to get on a Metro bus with his 11 cases of beer. He was arrested, taken to jail. I think the beer was taken back to the store, but I don't know. You got to think of a better escape plan than that. Or, you know, I mean, that's pretty adventuresome, pretty greedy to try and think you can get out of there with 11 cases.
Well, plus
it's 9 in the morning on a Monday. Start with one.
You're going to think of the other passengers on the bus, man. They're going to wait forever while you're toting 11 cases one by one up into two by two, whatever it is, into the bus. Hey, man, this isn't a Greyhound. This is a city bus.
You got one of them storages underneath here that I can just put it right under here?
Yeah, just put it all on the bike rack, okay?
All right. Load this 11 cases of beer on the bike rack.
Here's some knuckleheads for you. We're going to take you to a Colorado trail here where these hikers had to be rescued because they were freezing on this Colorado trail. It's an 8.3-mile trek that they were doing. They were going to do a little camping overnight. Okay, this is a couple hundred miles south of Denver is where this is. I don't have the elevation on this, but...
down there, probably where near your son lives.
Could be.
South of Denver?
It could be down there. Anyway...
Pueblo?
They had to be rescued because they were freezing. They were not dressed for this. The temperatures got very cold, and it was raining there as well. And so they were soaking wet, and they were freezing, and all they were dressed in was shorts and T-shirts. And when the leader of this group was asked, what are you thinking? Guy said, oh, you know, well, we're from Texas. We just came from Texas. And it was really hot there, so we just figured, you know, several hundred miles away, probably be the same weather, right? Wouldn't be any difference in weather from one state to the next,
shorts,
right?
And flip-flops.
Yeah.
What do you need?
That's what they brought in. So they actually had to be, they were given sugary drinks and hot water bottles. They were dehydrated, and they needed some medical help there, too. I think they need some psychological help. They admitted that they never checked any weather forecasts before they went out on an overnight hike.
Yeah. I bet if you searched their phone, they found out where that Colorado dispensary was, though.
That was the first stop.
First stop.